Chapter 6. Matt had been quiet all week, since the aborted fire evacuation, really. He seemed to feel that he'd let his mask slip too much, that he'd let Foggy see that he wasn't in fact perfect, not that he had any illusions in that regard anyway. But he'd seen Matt scared and vulnerable now, and he couldn't unsee it. He tried very hard not to hover. He even ignored the fact that Matt insisted on using the stairs now every time they went to the library, which was every day. He spent his lunch breaks traipsing up and down those steps until Foggy's own legs ached just from watching him. The thing was, he wasn't sure whether Matt was practicing or punishing himself. He had a feeling that was the latter. He wouldn't have minded so much if Matt was practicing, improving his skills with the cane, building up his own confidence. But those stairs he spent so much time climbing looked a hell of a lot more like Matt was using them to torture himself over and over for being scared, for needing help, for being human, in short. Foggy didn't know how to broach that topic with him, so he didn't. Instead, he let Matt get on with his ninth stair-climbing session of the week and made plans to get out of the dorm on Saturday afternoon. He needed a break from studying, and he could only watch Matt beat himself up for so long before he wound up saying something anyway. He well remembered Matt's reaction the last time he'd said something blunt but well-intentioned, and he didn't particularly want to spend the next week with Matt giving him the cold shoulder. So he didn't comment when Matt announced that he was going to the library. He gave a vague hum of acknowledgement and texted Marcy back. He'd met her in the library earlier in the week when Matt had been in the bathroom. She was nice. Not in a conventional sense, of course. Marcy was nice in the sense of being pretty and smart, and God, if she didn't know it. But she was helpful, and she let Foggy borrow her notes from the legal process lecture he'd missed because he'd slept late, and that actually was nice of her. He hadn't really slept late, though. That part was only half a lie. He'd stayed in bed late, mostly because Matt had some kind of messed up dream which Foggy had all kinds of questions about. But Matt had practically been sobbing into his pillow at 6 a.m., and Foggy had been a little too terrified to actively comfort him, so he'd stayed in bed and just kind of refused to leave him. He couldn't have left Matt alone like that. He could, however, go to the movies with Marcy and a couple of her girlfriends on Saturday afternoon and leave Matt to his continued sessions of stares and self-reproach if his roommate preferred dedicating his time to that. It was only when Saturday actually arrived and he was sitting in a movie theater with Marcy and three of her friends that he wondered if he should have asked Matt to come anyway. It wasn't that he deliberately excluded him or anything. Okay, he had. The invitation had been an open one. He could have asked Matt. He hadn't. Matt was just so intense sometimes. He needed a break every now and then, but that reasoning didn't make Foggy feel any less guilty about it. When he got back to the dorm late and found Matt waiting for him, fidgeting anxiously with his cane, he felt like even more of a jerk about it. He'd totally forgotten to mention to Matt that he was going out. Not that he needed Matt's permission or anything. He didn't. But it was common courtesy when you lived with someone to tell them if you weren't going to be home. He knew that. His mom had practically drilled it into him when he'd been in high school. "How was the movie?" Matt asked, before Foggy had even taken off his jacket. "How did you know I was at the movies?" Foggy replied with a frown. He reached into the pocket of his jacket and withdrew the ticket stub he'd neglected to throw away. That was how people usually figured out their friends had gone to the movies without them. A paper trail. Evidence, in short. Not Matt, though. He didn't need a ticket to know where he'd been. That was a little creepy and odd, but Foggy was going to let it slide, mostly because he probably should have been a good friend and invited him. "You smell like popcorn," Matt informed him, a small, amused smile curving his lips. "All right, yeah," Foggy mumbled, shoving the ticket back in his pocket. "A few of us went to the movies, just as friends, not like a date or anything, just hanging out. I would have asked you to come, but I don't expect that, Foggy. You're allowed to have other friends, and I know I haven't been fun lately. I get it, Matt replied with a grimace. He shook his head slightly and sighed. It was as close to an apology for Matt's stare obsession as Foggy was likely to get, and he moved to sit beside Matt on the bed. He didn't blame him, as much as he wished Matt had healthier coping mechanisms. I want to hang out with you, Foggy said, trying to keep his tone gentle but not patronizing. I just figured you'd be bored at the movies anyway. Why? Matt asked, frowning when Foggy didn't immediately answer. I mean, you wouldn't know what was going on in the movie without, Foggy stammered, his awkwardness increasing. Like, for context, you kind of need... sight, he wanted to say. But it sounded so asshole-like and ableist that he just couldn't say it. Something told him that he shouldn't say it anyway. He should have given Matt a choice in the matter and spared himself this awkward conversation, he realized too late. Let me make sure I'm getting this right. You didn't invite me to the movies because I'm blind, Matt said, his tone incredulous. And oh god, when Matt put it like that, Foggy just wanted to die on the spot. That's not why, he immediately protested, horrified by the look on Matt's face. I mean, it's one of the reasons, not the main reason. I'm making this worse, aren't I? I just figured you weren't really into movies because they're so... visual, Matt suggested with a sigh. Yeah, Foggy agreed, uncomfortably. He cast a sidelong glance at Matt. His roommate was doing that thing where he pressed his lips together tightly, as if he was restraining himself from saying things that weren't polite. Sometimes Foggy wished Matt wouldn't do that. Suppressing things just wasn't healthy. You know there are audio descriptions, right? Matt finally said, pausing a moment to let that sink in for Foggy. I do watch movies on occasion. God, I'm an asshole, Foggy declared, shaking his head. I didn't even think of that. Don't worry about it, Matt replied with a little shrug of his shoulders. Foggy was worried about it. The fact that Matt moved away from him and went to retrieve a glass of water oh so casually told him that it bothered Matt way more than he let on. He just thought that blind people didn't watch movies, that music or listening to the radio was more their thing. Clearly he was wrong. He could tell that from Matt's silence alone. How about we have a movie night here next weekend? I'll invite the girls and you can pick anyone you want. Any movie, I mean, not any of the girls. I mean, obviously if you're into them, Foggy added awkwardly as Matt choked on his water. That didn't come out right. I'm sorry, Matt. I should have invited you. Let me make this up to you, please. You don't have to, Matt mumbled, his lips tightening again. There was more Matt wanted to say, and he just wouldn't. Wounded duck. Foggy sighed and scrubbed a hand over his face. It wasn't always easy to know what the right thing was when it came to Matt. Part of the problem was Matt being so reserved and tight-lipped when it came to things like this. And part of the problem was Foggy's own assumptions and misconceptions. He was working on those. I won't sleep if you don't let me make this right. I'll stay up all night torturing myself over it, Foggy declared, looking pleadingly at Matt, who was, unfortunately, completely immune to puppy dog eyes. Well, I wouldn't want that. Fine, Foggy. You win. We can have a movie night. Matt reluctantly agreed. Yes, thank you, Foggy exclaimed, half tempted to leap up and hug him. But seriously, I shouldn't have assumed. I'll remember next time. I know you will. I appreciate it. I know you're trying, Foggy. It means a lot, Matt mumbled in reply. It meant a lot for Foggy, too, for Matt to acknowledge that he was trying. Imperfect as some of his attempts to be a more considerate roommate and friend might be, he never set out to deliberately hurt Matt. Whenever he did, it was entirely accidental and something that he didn't see coming. End chapter 6.